Today, Hillary Clinton is rallying supporters in Grand Rapids. Bernie Sanders is speaking in Kalamazoo and Dearborn. On the Republican side, Ohio Governor John Kasich is in Monroe. And trailing them all, hundreds of journalists from around the world. We bumped into Erika Bjerstam, U.S. correspondent for National Swedish Television, and asked what Swedes will think when they hear about the lead water scandal, children poisoned in Flint.
I think people are going to be fairly appalled. You know, we've had some issues in Sweden as well when there are leakages that are contaminating our groundwater and also getting into people's wells. So it's not that we're unfamiliar with this kind of problem. I also think Swedes realize that the U.S. have huge infrastructure problems. But of course, you know, the magnitude of this, I'm a former environmental correspondent and I know very well what lead poisoning does to the human brain. And it's just deeply, deeply disturbing that this has happened.
And by the way, Erika, your thoughts through a Swedish prism of our elections.
I think when Donald Trump stood on the stage and assured that he's sort of, you know, well endowed as a man, was a complete surreal moment to me. Up till then, I've actually tried to explain to a horrified Swedish audience that Donald Trump, you must understand where he's coming from, because I've traveled the country, I've met the people, I've met the fear, the anger a lot of people are experiencing in this country because of the huge, you know, inequalities. Now I must say I'm absolutely bewildered as a correspondent. I don't really know what our next step is going to be in trying to explain to the Swedish audience what is actually going on at the moment in this country.